Okay, so I wasn't on the schedule initially, so whoever put the schedule together didn't necessarily know that this is, I think, going to echo quite well the session from before, for those who were here. This is going to be about Zephyr. For those who know Zephyr, who knows Zephyr? Zephyr Autos. Okay, I'll say a few words about it. But essentially, the challenges of doing SBOMs for embedded. What is so specific about embedded devices? What are some of the things we do in the Zephyr project? Some of the things where we are looking for collaboration opportunities. And I'm Benjamin. I'm a developer advocate for the project. Among other things, I'm actually a maintainer for the tooling we have around SBOMs and SPDX. And yeah, so Zephyr, you might have seen, we still have kites probably at the booth in building AW. Zephyr has been around for many years, for 10 years actually, and does an operating system for small embedded devices, or not so small. Like, I mean, it could be all the way from small wearables, Bluetooth powered or Bluetooth enabled hearing aids and wearables and whatnot. Really big industrial machines like you actually see in the background. It's intentional. Those wind turbines, they run Zephyr as well. Or like anything in between, laptops, etc. I think you can imagine that for all of those, whether they are consumer industrial devices, SBOMs are really relevant, CRA, that kind of stuff. Zephyr, someone that that builds a Zephyr-based application at a really, really high level, the stack looks a bit like this. You have so-called hardware abstraction layers provided by the silicon vendors, the chip vendors. You have the Zephyr kernel itself, and then you keep stacking up. Like, services like the networking stack, the USB stack you get from Zephyr, application services for building your like GUI, your graphical user interfaces and whatnot, third-party stuff that you might be pulling in. And that makes, I mean, it's a stack as any other stack, I guess. Except that typically those are like really big modules, if you will, like really big software components from which you only take a really, really small subset. Like, it's embedded, so you're only going to use probably like only a very small subset of the Zephyr kernel, a really small subset of whatever SSL, TLS library, et cetera, et cetera. So your application code is probably like really like just the tip of the iceberg. And then you're pulling in the RTOS, the libraries, the hardware abstraction layers, like I mentioned. Or are you actually pulling all of that? It's really important, like when you, and again, in the context of CRA, but just in general, it's really important to know out of all those big software components, what are the bits that you're actually using so that when there is a CVE, you know whether you should start freaking out or whether you're fine. And like the previous presenter said before, there's this world in like JavaScript land and NPM and so on. You build a web application, you're going to pull probably way too many components and modules, but at least, and for better or worse, there is a good chance that whenever there is like this big CVE being announced that a component X is vulnerable, you know that you should start freaking out because you're likely impacted. Like, it's part of your SBOM slash manifest. You're going to be impacted. For something like Zephyr, where again you have those big software components, you're only really using a subset. In fact, you might even like you think that you're using you're pulling in library X, like the one at the upper right corner over there, except that like if you look at the build artifacts, you're not actually using those. So